Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on the first Sunday of Lent. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of our Outreach Mass community.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, 'You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of the fruit and ate it, and she also gave some of it to her husband, who was with her, and he also ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. And so they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Blot out my transgressions. Wash me completely from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Be merciful, sinned. My transgressions, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. Be merciful, O Lord, for have sinned, we have sinned. Create a pure heart for me, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. We have sinned. Restore in me the joy of your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, we have sinned.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin, after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? And the gift is not like the result of the one who sinned. But after one sin, there was the judgment that brought condemnation. But the gift, after many transgressions, brought acquittal. For if, by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through the one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, 'One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, 'The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We reach the first weekend of Lent, and while the seasons change liturgically, unfortunately there is a season that doesn't change, that we're still in. We're still in the cold season. And I have memories of catching the cold around this time of year as a kid, and you knew you were really sick if mom got you the bell. And that meant that your throat was just too sore to speak up and your body was too weak to get up. And if you needed anything rather than getting up or raising your voice, you would ring the bell. And then mom would come to check in on us, to bring us whatever we needed, if we needed water or a cough drop or another tissue or whatever it would be. And being sick was never fun, but if you were given the bell, it wasn't all that bad. And then once you found the energy to play video games, and it was pretty clear that you didn't need the bell anymore, so the privilege only lasted so long. But moms know how to take care of sick kids, right? Dads too can take care of sick kids. It's not just on mom, but that motherly care is often more gentle and caring. And while some people have gotten sick this cold season, this Lenten season is here to remind us that everyone is sick. Not physically sick necessarily, but spiritual. All of us are in need of a deeper spiritual healing. And as spiritually sick children, which mother will take care of us? The Holy Mother Church gives us this season of repentance to bring us back to health. And the remedy that's prescribed isn't cold medicine, but rather prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The church, in her wisdom, like a good mother, knows what we need more than we do. Recent popes have called the church as an expert in humanity. And this threefold spiritual remedy of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that's prescribed to us this Lent is given to us based on our diagnosis. As I said, Lent reminds us that all of us are spiritually sick. And the first reading that we heard from the book of Genesis makes that pretty clear. Adam and Eve got sick on some very, very rotten fruits. Right before they both ate of the fruit, it says, "The woman saw that the tree was good for food pleasing to the eyes and desirable for gaining wisdom. Those three temptations, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, as St. John writes in his first letter, that led Adam and Eve not only to get sick, but to die. As we heard in the second reading from Romans, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. St. Paul continues, but the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? St. Paul describes the life of Jesus as a gift. It's through his self-gift that we're given the gift of eternal life. And while that was culminated on the cross, as he gave himself up for us, his whole life was a self-gift. And that's shown in the gospel passage today as he enters the desert to fast. And it's there that Jesus is confronted with those three same temptations. Satan isn't very creative. In fact, the devil's not creative at all. Only God can create. The devil can only distort, disfigure, and pervert God's good creation. Jesus is tempted three times. First, to make stones into loaves of bread, and to throw himself off the top of the temple, and then finally, after seeing all the kingdoms of the world, to worship the devil. So that last one was pleasing to the eyes. The first one was for food, and that jumping off the temple so that everyone could see his power would be a sin of pride. But unlike Adam and Eve, who fell into those three temptations, Jesus defeats the enemy. He's not overthrown by those doubts of his identity. If you are the Son of God, Jesus knows who he is and what he is about. And it's through the word of God that he overcomes the devil. And the church shows us how to be victorious with him. To combat those three common temptations, to combat the sin of pride, we do that through prayer. Prayer just basically recognizing that God is God and we are not. And then the second discipline of Lent, fasting. Giving up food or giving up another material good helps us to order our desires, not to be just swayed by our passions. So prayer, fasting, and then finally almsgiving, to give of something to another, not just to grasp for whatever we see as pleasurable in the moment. So those three things, the church as our spiritual mother, as our mother, gives us as a remedy for our spiritual sickness. And every time we come to Mass, we get to participate in those three things in a miniature way as well. Obviously, we're here to pray. That's very shortly. We'll pray the prayers of the faithful to offer our prayers to the Lord. We fast, right? We need to fast 1 hour before receiving the Holy Eucharist. And we do almsgiving. We have the offertory at every Mass to give to the needs of the church and then even to extend those gifts to others through the Matthew 25 collection that we have every week. So every Mass, we're given this opportunity to be healed, right, to avail ourselves of these healing remedies that the church offers us in this season of Lent, that we may be made whole. So may we approach the holy altar today, right, as Pope Francis has said in the past, that the Eucharist is not a reward for the perfect, but medicine for the sick. And it's very shortly where Jesus won't turn stones into bread to feed himself, but turns bread into his body in order to feed us. It's from him, from his cross, that is the tree of life that gives us life. So when we come to our divine healer at this Mass and participate in those three practices this Lent, that we may be healed through our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving.
We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God.
Let us join our hearts in prayer before the Lord.
For church leaders, may God guide them in shepherding their flock to a deep renewal of faith this Lenten season. Let us pray to the Lord. For the world, may the mercy of God lead all people to repentance and greater love. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are estranged from loved ones, may God grant them forgiveness and reconciliation. Let us pray to the Lord. For this community of faith, may the Lord develop within us hearts of service and love. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering in our community, may Jesus be the source of hope and healing this Lenten season, especially Dennis Mooney, Peg Schneider, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful departed, may they be welcomed into the heavenly kingdom, especially Homer Hawkins, Larry Chajinski, Thomas Cleary, Bonnie Chinchilli, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Father of all, we humbly ask you to look favorably upon the prayers we bring to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Give us the right dispositions, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 long days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance. And by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice, so that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and from the world's beginning are ceaselessly at work, so that the human race can become holy just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray, upon your people's offerings, and pour out on them the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we once were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love. For your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, knowing that he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead. And looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of this one bread and one chalice, they may be gathered into one body in Christ, who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop. Help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom, until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed apostles and all the saints, and with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
thank you.
and guide us, merciful God. Light when the shadows of life cloud our view. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. People who hunger for you. Surely you alone can save us. You pay our price with precious blood. Reaching through your great compassion, you lift up your people with love. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. Light when the shadows of life cloud our view. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. People who hunger for you. Surely you alone uphold us. You give us strength for all our needs. Shielding with a Father's favor, you bless us with pardon and peace. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. Light when the shadows of life cloud our view. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. People who hunger for you. Surely you alone can heal us. Yours is the will to make us whole. Soothing with a mother's kindness, the contrite of heart you console. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. Light when the shadows of life cloud our view. Feed us and guide us, merciful God. Surely you alone can free us. You break the bonds of guilt and sin, bracing till we walk uprightly. You bolster our hope once again.
How you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory. Just to touch you and be healed. Gather all your people and hold them to your heart. We remember how you loved us to your death, and
celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe.
Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Can't you hear him? Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you somebody's knocking at your door. Sounds like Jesus. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Knocking at your door, Jesus calls you. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door.
Let us pray. Renewed now with heavenly bread, by which faith is nourished, hope increased, and charity strengthened, we pray, O Lord, that we may learn to hunger for Christ, the true and living bread, and strive to live by every word which proceeds from your mouth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May bountiful blessing, O Lord, we pray, come down upon your people, that hope may grow in tribulation, virtue be strengthened in temptation, and eternal redemption be assured. Through Christ our Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Friends, have you ever questioned whether you are loved or lovable? I suppose we all do at some point in life. The beauty of the season of Lent as we contemplate Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is we know our worth in God's sight. The Father has sent the Son to give his life for us. The infinitely precious blood of Jesus has been shed for us. That is the good news. And that is what is beautiful about this Outreach Mass ministry, that we can share that good news with those who most need to hear it. Please support us with your prayer. And if you wish to send a donation to contribute to this ministry, send it care of the Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. And let us spread the good news. May God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.